Flag tensions have surfaced once again this morning. There's been controversy as tricolours were used by some Republicans to mark out a new social housing estate as their own territory in Newton Abbey. It comes days after loyalists were criticised for trying to stake their claim with flags at a similar development in Carrickduff. But what about attempts to try and resolve flag problems? The Stormont House Agreement, it was meant to do that. It said a commission on flags, identity, culture and tradition will be established by June 2015 as the basis for further addressing these issues, to report within 18 months of it being established. And guess what? It hasn't happened. Where is it? It hasn't happened, despite people being promised it would. The Sinn Féin councillor, Michael Goodman, is with us today. Good morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Stephen.
What's going on? People marking territory with flags.
Well, we have consistently condemned the use of flags to mark out territory. I think the tricolour itself shouldn't be seen as an intimidating symbol, but its use on flags lampposts or in other ways to mark our territory is intimidatory, and we have condemned it. We have asked those responsible for it to desist. We have worked with the Clanmel Housing Association from the very beginning to ensure that this shared space housing development is shared, and to ensure that housing is allocated on the basis of need, regardless of the housing applicants' background, and that is an important principle. We continue to work with Clanmel on that.
It's quite a telling photograph on the front page of the Irish News this morning, because they have the sign in front of this development in the picture, which says "Together building a united community," and there's the tricolour on the lamppost right beside it, marking out the territory.
Absolutely, and I think that it's wrong to do that. But I also have a couple of weeks ago attended the launch of a video made by young people in the Longlands and Balmore community, which very clearly showed that their case that they weren't responsible for putting the flags up, they weren't responsible for any of the graffiti that was painted earlier in the year, that they don't support that that activity, and they want to welcome the new housing development and to see people coming into it integrate. And I think that these are young people from 14 up to 18, quite a number of them. I think that's a very positive step from young people.
Do you think the people putting up these flags, Michael, are just trying to simply mark territory?
I have no idea why they put the flags up, Stephen. I think that
well, they're not putting Union Jacks up, are they?
Absolutely, no, they're not. But I mean, I think that it's as I said, it's wrong for people to use the flag in that kind of a way. We have consistently said that from August when this first happened, and I think that it's important that we see the tricolour for what it is, that it's the national flag of Ireland, and it shouldn't be being used in this kind of a way. It's absolutely uncalled for, and as far as I'm aware, the vast majority of people in that area don't want it to be used in that way to intimidate anyone.
Your senior party councillor, Mark,
as the vast majority of Republicans not want it to be
Mark used Cosgrove, listening to this morning as well, senior party councillor. What are your thoughts around this, Mark?
I think the imagery you've painted for your listeners this morning of a sign saying "Together building a united community," together with a symbol outside it, does depict the thing well. But I'll tell you what, Stephen, and this is the good news part of today, we are building a united community, and this scheme will be a success. It's massively oversubscribed. There's interest from all sections of the community in it, and the attempts, if that's what they are futile, and the community will speak, and the community will go for whatever suits them and their families, and I'm sure that they will be allocated on the basis of need as it should be.
And what about those from the loyalist community who have put up flags around their areas? Do you condemn them?
Of course. I mean, listen, outside of the health celebrations and that window, or if there's something specifically that's happening, the Queen's birthday or something, I don't believe that the flag of the United Kingdom should be fluttering, tattered and battered from lampposts anywhere.
So
it should be flying from civic buildings in an appropriate manner.
Carrie Duff's an example, Mark, isn't it, where there have been flags, union flags put up in recent weeks. You would tell people to take those down?
Absolutely. If they're being flown inappropriately, I'm not aware of the specifics of that area, but if they're being flown from lampposts appropriately and they're not being flown from civic buildings, what is it they're there for?
Seamus closes with us this morning. It's just depressing that we still have this in the new Northern Ireland, Seamus, isn't it?
It is really depressing, although I would have to say that the comments from both Michael and Mark do give grounds for optimism. A lot of years ago you wouldn't have been hearing that from any politician, but the whole issue about flags has been going on for far, far, far too long. What you go back, how far do you want to go back? 1954, 1987, 1998, the Good Friday Agreement, then the Flags Order, 2000, and this latest one in the Stormont House Agreement, which, of course, like everything else, is the politicians are just sitting on and nothing is happening. I think that obviously leadership needs to be given, and it needs to be given by the politicians, and it is disgraceful that they have done nothing on this. They make promises to the people.
Well, they're given leadership this morning, aren't they? These two politicians are condemning it.
This morning I've already complimented them, and I would like to see more of that. But why isn't a lead coming from the very top? Why haven't they implemented this Commission on Flags, Identity, Culture, etc., that they promised 18 months ago? It is not good enough to allow other things to get in the way of a problem that has been protracted and dragged out over decades. It's time it was dealt with. If Northern Ireland is mature, if it's going to be mature and develop maturity politically, then it is necessary that it is done. Again, Michael and Mark are given an example of recognising where the problem is, recognising that flags are flown for the wrong reasons. They're flown at times to mark out territory. They're flown at times to disrespect respective communities and disrespect to the respective flags.
I should really know the answer to this, but are flags on lampposts illegal?
Well, under the 1987 Act, one could argue that they are, because it refers in it to the any symbol being applied to road signs, etc., including lampposts. There is a responsibility on the respective department to ensure that this doesn't happen. But like so many other things in Northern Ireland, the blind eye syndrome comes into play. They don't want to upset the bully boy. It's not a case of not wanting to upset ordinary, decent people who are sick, sore and tired of this. But authority seems to turn a blind eye if they're likely to upset the bully boys. Now, within the legislation, as I understand it, there are steps that can be taken to prevent a breach of the peace. How often do you see that happening? You know, that is one of the tragedies here, that action is not taken. The argument that is used is that it might create a greater and a larger problem. There is a certain amount of evidence to suggest that that may be correct, but it just happens so consistently over the whole place that it allows the law to be made an ass of. And I think it's at that juncture that our leadership, political as well as the police, etc., should come together to prevent the flouting, the breaking of the
law.
But
it's when
that's
the police, it's when the police, Mark Cosgrove, sit back and do nothing about the law being broken around flags, then what should the bully boys think? They can think they can do what they want, because they can.
Well, again, Stephen, let me not try to be populist here this morning. I've given my views on the appropriate nature of flying our national flag and other flags. I think that that it's very, very difficult to see a police solution to this, because, as Seamus said, the only time that they can interact within the law as it stands is where they deem there to be a breach of the peace. And the very nature of what we're talking about here today, where people are trying to mark out their territory, I mean, the site that this housing development is on used to be the Felden training site, where certainly the kids from my school and my friends all went to train to learn their apprentices, and in fact, even though I do support good, high-quality social housing, especially on a cross-community basis, I think the fact that Felden is closed is an even bigger problem, because I don't think we do recognise that side of our child's curriculum. But that's a different subject. But on the policing side of it, this can only be done, as the legislation currently stands, if the police think there's a breach of the peace. And clearly, people putting flags up in areas that they deem to be their own is unlikely to create a breach of the peace. So,
but it's a breach of the peace. Sorry, if it's against the law to put a flag on a lamppost, is it not a breach of the peace to break the law in itself?
It's not against the law to put a flag on a lamppost, Stephen. That's the point that I'm trying to articulate this morning.
So, close. I thought you said it was.
Well, no, but it's against the law only if the police deem that the erection of such a flag would create a breach of the peace, not the erection of the flag itself.
Well,
and obviously, I need to do my homework slightly more in terms of the law of what you can and can't put on public property. But I can't understand how we need planning permission to put things around our own homes, on our own lands, on our own land, and yet you can go on the public property and hang up whatever you want on public lampposts. How does that work?
Is it me or Seamus you're asking, Stephen?
Well, you.
Well, I can only tell you that that's the reason why, I mean, people have called for the police over many, many years to deal with flags, and that is the consistent response, that the only time it becomes their responsibility, and therefore the natural follow-on from that is that the law must say that, or else clearly they would be implementing the law, or at least trying to do so.
But you're talking when the police intervene, Mark.
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to think. So if, I don't know, if Tesco's, Marks and Spencer's, a local chip shop, a local sex shop, started putting up signs on lampposts, it's DRD property. They can just, there's just a free-for-all now on public property, is there? Public walls, public lampposts, public everything. No. You can just go on and put what you want on them, can you?
No, you can't. But again, you're back to the issue there that somebody could deem some of those activities you just described to be a breach of the peace. Fundamentally, Stephen, we need to get
planning permission.
You need planning permission.
You do not
need planning permission to put flags up, because I have literally watched the police service of Northern Ireland watching people erecting flags, and as I say, they've never went near them, and I personally don't think it's a policing solution anyway. It needs to be that the wider community, which they do, say to the people, you do not represent us, take the flags down, fly them in an appropriate manner with dignity and respect. How anyone thinks that flying something tattered and battered at an inappropriate time without any occasion whatsoever, simply to mark out territory, is appropriate.
Do you know what? Obviously, Mark, you're not the blame here. You're simply stating the position as you see it. But if you follow this to its logical end, then every business in the country can go get their logos printed on a flag and hang them on public property without planning permission. So take lampposts all over the country. They're fair game now. McDonald's could McDonald's and Marks and Spencer's, as I say, and Sainsbury's and Audi and everybody, as long as it's on a flag, they could you know, there's some companies paying tens of thousands of pounds throughout Belfast to put their advertising on sites where there is planning permission. If we follow what you're saying, if you're right, then all they have to do is print it on a flag. Print their advertising on a flag, forget about the thousands of pounds advertising it into billboards, and hang them from lampposts.
As I say, I'm only stating what has happened and what the police have consistently said over the last 10 or 15 years since I've been involved in public life.
If I could just interject there is a certain amount of correctness in what Mark is saying, but equally it does miss a couple of other points of the law. I mean, affixing a flag or a painting to the roads or anything like that constitutes trespass. And under trespass to a property, then action can be taken by the owners of that property. In other words, the road service or whoever's responsible for the lamppost does have a responsibility under trespass. Now, with regard to planning permission that you, Stephen, have mentioned, again, unless it has been repealed, there was an act, I think it was 1991 or in round then, which made it specifically an offence to display any form of advertisement, flag or otherwise, on lampposts, etc. Now, whether you define a flag or the use of the flag as an advertisement might be a moot point, but that is equally defined in the law without getting into any great detail, and a flag could fall within that category, particularly if it's marking out territory. And this is what the purpose of a lot of these flags is, to mark out territory. It's certainly not flying a flag for the purpose of which the flag is supposed to identify. It is territorial. Yeah. It is trying to get one up on the other side.
We've looked,
it is disrespectful. And therefore, under those circumstances, I think action could be taken legally.
We're on to the DRD now, just asking them about the legality of all of this. They've said anyway, on their position on flags protocol, that they have a, what do they call it, a joint protocol. And they say that's with the cooperation of local communities. Their experience, they say, of removing flags in the absence of widespread support across the community simply worsens the situation. In other words, the bully boys win.
Yeah.
Brian, morning, Brian.
How you doing, Stephen?
Go ahead, Brian.
Stephen, I was supposed to move up to the house and carried off. I was told a year and a half ago I'd had one. They had it modified for my son. He's severely disabled. And I'm actually from a mixed marriage. When we actually went up, there was flags at the front of the UVF flags at the front of the building, and I went up a couple of months ago, and they'd actually put flags in every single lamppost inside the place before people had actually moved into it. So when I took my wife and the kids up to have a look, sorry, I'm going to be in the background, and they wouldn't move in, but both we guards go to Catholic school, Catholic uniforms, and they were actually petrified to move into the place.
Mm-hmm.
So and they end up, we're sitting in homeless accommodation now for 4 years. And we're still stuck here, because I actually phoned every MLA in South Belfast. Apart from Sinn Féin writing a letter to the housing executive, nobody else would help me out.
So you're in homeless accommodation?
Yeah, it's actually a single lad. It's actually a house. I'm not painting it as a homeless accommodation. It is homeless accommodation, but it's a single lad house. I've been in for 4 years waiting to get housed.
Because the UVF had marked territory, and that frightened you?
Yeah, no, that didn't frighten me. It frightened my wife and my kids. They wouldn't move into it. So now we're still stuck. As I said, I phoned every single MLA from all the different backgrounds, and not one of them would give me a hand to get housed again. And they wouldn't take anything to do with it. Oakley Housing actually told me to move the kids in, and then if anything happened, they could move out. But why would you want to move your kids into somewhere in case something happens to them? You know, to me, it's just ridiculous.
What do you think of the blind eye that is turned by Northern Ireland by all of these different agencies who basically say, you know, they want it to be someone else's problem rather than theirs?
I totally give up on most of them, that's been honest with you. You know, I've tried for the last year to try and get these flags. Have been up for over a year and a half now. This hasn't been 2 weeks. I first reported this a year and a half ago to Oakley Housing, and Oakley Housing keeps sending me their negotiations to sort it out, but that won't sort anything out.
This is the new Northern Ireland, of course, isn't it?
Yeah, this is new Northern Ireland. And then they go and build the play park.
An international model of reconciliation, yeah. We are.
So apparently they negotiated with these people and they built the play park, but the flags are still up. So I think that's what you do in this country. You know, you put flags up and then you get what you want.
But Stephen, there is a lot of reconciliation as well, and I think the gentleman's case there is absolutely shocking and absolutely terrible. But, you know, let's not paint the whole of Northern Ireland as some sectarian cesspit. It is not. We are living together, working together.
Do you want me to give you a laugh this morning? Sorry to interrupt. Do you want me to give you a laugh this morning? We went to the Department of Regional Development, a government department, this morning, and we have asked them, and Brian, let's get your response to this. So we have asked them if it is illegal to hang flags on their property. They don't know.
Well, I was told.
They've sent this to the police.
Yeah.
I've been told by a Lands Party it's not.
They have sent us to the police.
Yeah.
So
no,
a government department, the Department of Regional Development, they don't know if it's legal or illegal to hang flags on their property. Or they're certainly not prepared to tell us.
Pontius Pilate is alive and kicking. They wash their hands of a problem and the bully boy wins. I've had occasions in the past of where, as an elected representative, I tried to get things done which were clearly likely to lead to the breach of the peace, were trespass, etc. And again, I had the same reaction. But what did they do? They had to go and ask those that would have had associations or involved in paramilitary organisations, was it all right? And therein lies the problem. There are elected representatives, elected by the people, democratically. They are the ones who represent the people, not the bully boys.
Of course, Brian, you said it was a UVF flag.
Yeah,
on the Carrie Duff
that's illegal.
Project. That's got to be illegal because paramilitaries are illegal.
Well, I was told it wasn't illegal. I was told like a fly was wanted. And there's nothing I can do.
Well, Michelle McIlveen is the DRD minister, now that the DUP minister resigned. UUP minister resigned. I wonder does Michelle McIlveen know? I wonder does the minister, if the Department of Regional Development can't tell this programme, can't tell the public if it's legal or illegal to hang paramilitary flags on their property or other flags on their property, then I wonder should we go to the minister? But of course, if the minister asks advice from her department, her department will maybe send her to the police.
Yeah.
What about the people building?
He couldn't make it up.
What about the housing associations that built the houses? Do they not have any responsibility whatsoever? I know they're not going to take them down. But can they not go somewhere to the police or anywhere else to try and get these took down?
This is the danger of an indifference to law and order in Northern Ireland. Here's the danger. When people get away with hanging flags wherever they want, to the point where government departments can't even tell us what's legal or illegal, then why would the bully boys not continue with what they're doing? Why would they not hang flags wherever they want?
Yeah.
David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. Well, there's another side to this as well, of course. You know, it's not only it's done by loyalists and it's done by Republicans, because at the end of the day, if your skin happens to be black or you happen to be Chinese or you happen to be gay and you could be at the top of the housing executive waiting list, waiting to get rehoused, and you're offered one of these places and you go up and see it and there's the paramilitary flags flying like hell all over the place. Sorry for saying that, but they're flying all over the place and intimidating people. Like, what chance does a black person, a Chinese person or a gay person have and living in that kind of environment? You know, it is absolutely disgraceful, and the housing associations and the police should be ashamed that they should be doing a lot more.
Well, they all talk about this joint protocol and the display of flags in public places, don't they? This is the joint protocol is basically a euphemism for none of them will do anything about it.
Stephen, I've been sitting on the housing side.
It's a joint. Nobody's doing anything about it. They've all joined together to do nothing about it.
I've been sitting on the waiting list for over 5 years with 326 points. I have been offered a couple of places where I want in paramilitary flags, an IRA or UVF. We're from a gay couple with different backgrounds. You go up, it's even worse than where you are at the moment and your home's been attacked. It's a joke. This country is a joke.
Let me just say to the Department of Regional Development this morning and Sinn Féin's Michelle McIlveen this morning, because Michelle, you're the minister. Sorry, DUP. Let me do that in a second, actually. Robert in County Antrim. Morning, Robert.
Hello, good morning. You're talking about flags and the removal of them. Could I remind your listeners that...
Yeah. I'm getting mixed up this morning, so let me just... Sorry, let me just get this right.
Pardon?
Sorry, Robert, carry on.
Right, sorry. A trumpet in the PSNI in Ballyclare removed flags 48 hours before the 12th of July. And there were three nights of serious rioting in Ballyclare, and the police arrived in the square on the Sunday morning with Mr. McRae, the MP, and apologised for their behaviour. And their behaviour, of course, certainly led to breach of the peace. If it had left the blasted things alone, there wouldn't have been a problem. They were the creator of the problem.
Yeah, my brain's not working this morning. So
well,
it doesn't
normally work.
I know. I've been having a go at Sinn Féin, and I shouldn't have this morning, of course. So my apologies.
You have a go at anybody, it suits you.
To Sinn Féin this morning. Don't be interrupting my apology.
Why not?
Because it's the DUP's Michelle McIlveen and the Department of Regional Development.
It's interesting that gentleman in South Belfast experienced what everybody else experienced from the politicians, that they look the other way when there's a problem, but they don't look the other way when it's election day.
Can I say to them this morning, to both Michelle McAveen as the Minister and the Department of Regional Development, a public body. A public body.
And we know they're a public body.
For goodness sake, be able to tell the public whether it is legal or illegal to hang flags on your property. For goodness sake, be able to at least do that.
Well, they'll consult with the Minister of Justice. Sure, he would know the answer. He knows the answer to everything, but never gives any answers.
Do you support the flags, Robert?
It's not for me to support or whatever. I don't have to support them one way or other. All I'm simply saying is that the police don't know how to handle the situation. It's very evident when they cost the taxpayers hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of compensation in Ballyclare on the leave of the 12th, that that's not the good use of public money.
The Ulster Unionist Party's Doug Beattie has been tweeting about this morning. Good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
What's the solution here?
Well, do you know what, Stephen? I was just going to mention that there is some positives to take out of this. There's a group in Portadown called Regenerate who work at grassroots level in the POL community in working class areas. And they have, through agreement, we're talking to everybody, come up with a flags protocol. And this flags protocol says when flags will go up, when flags will come down, what flags should be flown, where they should be flown. And I think that's showing real leadership. And I think there's many politicians out there should take from that exactly how we should go forward. And that protocol is now going to be introduced in Banbridge on the 29th, which is tomorrow. And I think that's incredibly positive.
And Doug, look, it may very well be positive. You're entitled to your opinion on it. But, you know, we don't all set our own protocols for whether we're going to drive through a red light or not, do we?
No,
what does the law of the land say here, and who is enforcing the law?
Well, you know, that's the law of the land is enforced by the PSNI. You know,
is it?
It should be, and we have a government here, devolved government, who should be setting the agenda here, but they're clearly not, and we've got a dysfunctional executive which is clearly not setting the agenda.
Stormont House point, agreement promised a flag commission. Hasn't happened.
Well, exactly, and it hasn't sat, and I was hoping to be sitting on that. But the point I'm still making, Stephen, and I'll make it again, is that there are good people out there who are going out of their way to create a protocol which helps, and I think that's incredibly positive.
Doug, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Here's the number today, 03030 80 55 55. Oh, here's the police saying it's not their responsibility. The removal of flags, they say, is not the responsibility of the police, and the police can only act to remove flags where there are substantial risks to public safety. So let's see. This is George Hamilton, the chief constable, isn't it, who says he always follows the evidence. So if there are illegal flags on public property, it's not the responsibility of the police. Oh, there's the joint protocol now being mentioned by the PSNI. Until the joint protocol in relation to the display of flags in public areas is updated, the police will continue to work with communities and respond to any issue where there's a concern for public safety or where it's believed a criminal offence has occurred. How about this, Mr. Police? A criminal offence has occurred if there are paramilitary flags on lampposts, because guess what, PSNI? The last time I looked, the paramilitaries are illegal. They continue, the experience within policing shows that the approach most likely to provide for public safety and prevention of disorder is based on the principles of engagement between local communities, working with agencies, including local police, and resulting in local decision making. What are they on about here? We accept that this can lead to the perception of differing approaches in differing areas, but this is the essence of local community resolutions in the absence of a wider consensus. That's a lot of words there from the police, who basically are letting people illegally place paramilitary flags on lampposts, or they're certainly not doing much about it.